Blog Talk Radio.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry. Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no. Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it.
God's favor me. God's favor you. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. I want you to know it's forever. God's love is forever. And forever is a long time because God favor you. Forever, everlasting God that we serve. We serve each and every one of you all. We're going to have a word of prayer. Let's see. We're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer on Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Because if we forget, we have to remember God favors us. Amen. Amen. I would like to share our scripture, which is Ephesians, the 6th chapter and verse 11. It says, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, the New Living Translation, they put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. Amen, amen. And before I go into prayer, since we have quite a few names on our prayer list, I would like to open up with this card since we are, if Pastor don't mind, since we're on the broadcast. The Lord just laid it on my heart to just read a card for those that are sick and shut in and prayer for healing. So the card says, praying for you, the one who made us knows how to mend us gently, wisely, patiently. Praying you'll sense God's perfect care for you as each day brings you renewed strength and health. Those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. Isaiah 40 and verse 31. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we're giving you thanks for another thankful Thursday. We're thanking you for our pastor. We're thanking you, Father God, for those that are listening and those that are listening by internet, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will be with each and every one as we come together. We give thanks for your word. And then as pastor teaches this word, help us to receive it. And Father God, we're praying for those that are sick and shut in and those who are asking for prayer. We don't have each and every one's name, but for those who have let us know that they are requesting prayer, we're praying for Pastor Gina's mother. We're praying for Brother Eddie. We're praying for Minister Robinson, praying for Miss Tanya Bass. We're praying for Pastor's daughter, Muffles, and we're praying for Evangelist Renee. So, Father God, any other for them as well, because in your word you said, by your stripes we are healed. And, Father God, just help us to stand on the word of God no matter what we're going through. Just as the song that Pastor played, God favors us, and because we have the favor of God upon us, let us stand firm in the word of God as we continue to grow. Bless all those who are bereaved and going through. We know you're a way maker out of no way. And continue to be with our pastor as he teaches the word. We bind up anything and everything to try to come up against him from getting this word out, Father God. And then bless us to receive the word. We give you praise, and we just want to say thank you, Lord, for another day. Have your way in our lives. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. That's a profound word. And the card said what now?
It says we're praying for you. The one who made us knows how to mend us gently, wisely, patiently. And then it said, praying your scent for you as each day brings you renewed strength and health. Those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's what I thought it would say. Thank you so much for that, Pastor. Listen, that fit in with what we're teaching. We're talking about being strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And prayer is part of being strong. You have to pray. There's a lot about prayer. Sometimes I like to talk about prayer because understanding what prayer really does and what it really means is powerful. Like praying in the spirit. We should pray all the time. The Bible says men should always pray. So how to do these different prayers are important, you know, and I'm kind of reminded of even our subject, praying always with all prayer.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. How'd you praying always with all prayer? See, so that kind of stuff to me needs to be answered. Praying in the spirit at all times and on every occasion.
Yes, amen.
So we have to stay alert, man, when things are going on. When you talk about putting on the whole armor, she read, putting on the whole armor, you never leave out prayer. Prayer is always in order.
Yeah.
That's why
a lot of times
we start the broadcast with prayer. I ain't trying to do nothing without getting God involved. That's what get God's involved.
Hallelujah.
I don't like to think of it like the religious people, but I think prayer is talking to God, communicating with God.
Amen.
I like what Paul said also. He said, pray for me. My daughter told me yesterday, she said, Daddy, I had to tell God, this ain't my daddy. This ain't my mama. This is me, Lord. This Muffles, Lord. Lord, this Muffles. Remember me, Lord. See, sometimes you got to just talk to God like that. Lord, this ain't Reverend. This ain't Pastor. This ain't Mama. This ain't what. This me. This me, Lord.
Yeah.
I need you, and I need you now.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Sometimes you got to just pray. And then you got to pray with understanding, brothers and sisters, especially like on a broadcast such as this. You have to pray with understanding. When you're praying for people, it should be with understanding.
Yes, Lord. Help us, Holy Ghost.
Unless Satan get the upper hand. See, Satan, I continue, I'll tell y'all, when you study Satan, man, you're real Lucifer. That was one of his, that was a key weapon he had. That was what made him glorious. That was the thing that he was able to do, was to take words and articulate them. Well, when you're talking to God, when you're talking to God, what do you do? Using words.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer, you can give any title you want to, but you're talking about words here. That's what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's why I like what he said over there in Colossians, and we're going to go there. We was kind of there anyway. Paul even talked about prayer over there. Let's see. We'll start with about the, I really want to start with the ninth verse, but we're going to read from the 9th to the 14th because the church was in bad shape. The beginning of Christianity, I want you to remember that. Now, this is the beginning. They had a lot of stuff going on. But I'm going to ask Pastor Cheryl read that from Colossians 1, 9 through 14, and we may go beyond, but we're gonna kind of tie that in with this prayer stuff.
Amen. Reading from the King James. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthen all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Amen.
Yeah, see, they was experiencing, thank you, Pastor, they was experiencing Gnosticism. You know, what that is, that the church was experiencing was basically they was practicing various cults, or I'm talking about the earlier Christians and some of the latter Christians in the early Christian church. And people was being convicted. People was being dogged out. What they called good was evil, and what they were calling evil was good. And it was all kind of crazy stuff was going on. So Paul was, give them wisdom. Give them knowledge. They need this, amen. Like today, a lot of people need knowledge when it comes to prayer, when it comes to praying. Listen, my sister, when you pray, you're talking to God. You ain't conning God. Let me be clear on a couple of things. You ain't conning God. Your tears doesn't move God. Oh, well, yes. No, it may move your old man. It may move your children. You may be able to, you know, manipulate other people, but your tears don't move God. I know folks will tell you different, but I'm telling you. What moves God is your spirit, your heart. God knows when you're for real.
Yes, yes, amen.
Hebrews 4, as Pastor read this, 4 and 13, but you can back up to 12. Hebrews 4, 12 and 13. You got to know, brothers and sisters, God looking at you. You might kiss some other people. You may fool a few folks over here. You might want to shine before your old man, for your old lady, and you want them to look at you as something special. But God got eyes on you, man. So when you pray, it should be sincere. It should be with truth. It should be with understanding.
Yes,
and maybe
Lord.
Even next week, we may even talk about that. This is Thankful Thursday, and I done got off into this prayer thing with Pastor here. But go ahead, Pastor, read that.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, Hebrews 4, verses 12 through 14. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Everything left open. Everything naked.
Yes. Amen.
So when you read Ephesians 6 and 18, it says, well, maybe we'll read 18, 19 too. It says, always with all prayer. Now, you got to get that right there. You're praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit and watching thereunto with all perversing and supplications for all saints. And for me, I like that, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me. See, sometimes you got to just ask for, hey, pray for me, man. When you pray for me. Told you my daughter said, because that's what she was asking me last night. You know, she was saying, Lord, this ain't my daddy, this ain't my mama, this is me, Lord. I need you right now. See, sometimes you gotta ask people to pray for you, and then sometimes you gotta pray for yourself. He says, I want to be able that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. I mean, what a prayer. I want folks to know this stuff. Well, that's the 19th verse. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. From the Message Bible. God's word is an indispensable weapon. In the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops. And don't forget to pray for me. Pray that I'll know what to say and have the courage to say it at the right time. Telling the mystery to one and all. The message. Amen. Praise God.
The believer's resource, and I mean, all right. I'm going to take this in. Anybody have anything they want to be thankful for? I know you got a bunch of stuff, but I just want to finish this out because that's a beautiful card that Pastor read. And we're going to be hearing that again, because that's important, brothers and sisters, to know the price. But in Romans 8:26, because all I'm trying to tell you, when he says praying always with all prayer and supplication, listen, brothers and sisters, always is all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Pray about
yeah.
it. Pray, you don't have to ask, pray about it. Let me pray about it. Time out. I need to pray about this. If they can't wait, then they need to move on. Because you got to go in the situation room, and you got to talk to the master, and you want to get an answer from him. You don't want to lead to your own understanding. But in all of your ways, you want to acknowledge the Lord. See, that's wisdom. And if they're
yeah.
that big of a hurry, bye. See you later.
Mm-hmm.
But I mm-hmm. do need to talk to my commander-in-chief. I need to talk to
Come
him
on.
About it.
Come on now. Say that. Yeah.
And then I gotta give at least a split of a second to answer me back.
Mm-hmm.
I want to put it in my heart. Now, if you can't wait, then move it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm gonna put it out there. I'm gonna spread it out there. You might be getting ready to buy something. Pray about it. You might be getting ready
yeah.
to make some real decision in your life. Pray about it. You get and I don't care if it's at a car dealership or if it's with getting ready to go into a relationship. Pray about it. Pray about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
I'm praying all the time anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to pray about it. You got to take a second pray about it. You ain't trying to do nothing mm-hmm. without praying about it.
That's right. Say that.
You getting ready to go out the house? You getting ready to go out the house? Pray, Lord. Make my crooked ways straight. I'm not saying what you should say. I'm just telling you what I do.
All right. Hallelujah.
Lord, I'm getting ready to go to the store, and I can't see around the corner, but I can see the corner. I can see to the corner, Lord,
Ooh.
But I need you to help me around the corner.
All right, now. Say it.
I can see myself going, Lord, but I need you to see me having a safe return. I need you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I don't know what I face when I get there. There's all kind of spirits out there. So, Lord, I need you to make my path clear for me today.
Hallelujah.
See, whatever you get ready to do, you get
mm-hmm.
ready to get on an airplane, pray about it. Lord, I can see myself getting on the 747. I just don't see myself having a safe landing. So I need you to help me in that area.
Yes, hallelujah. Praise God.
But in Romans 8:26, did I say that yet?
Yes, Pastor.
Because that was in my... Did you read it yet, Pastor?
No, not yet, Pastor. But
okay.
I will. Romans 8 and verse 26, reading from the King James. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what as we ought. But the Spirit itself make an intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Amen. Praise God.
That's awesome. Stop trying to
mm-hmm.
do this job of the Spirit. The Spirit job is to make things clear to God that we can't even utter. So don't be trying to tell me, oh, this is a spiritual thing, you know. No. You can't utter this. You can't speak on this. It takes
mm-hmm.
the Spirit to speak on this.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to pray for Evangelist Renee, I'm going to pray something she can understand, but it's not going to be no groaning.
All right.
Ain't gonna be with no groaning.
All right now.
It's gonna be plain. Because I know God is watching. I know all things are. See, and I'm not gonna get caught up in a religious warfare. Matthew's, well, I'm gonna do one more scripture then I say I'm gonna. Because, see, the resource for prayer is for actually, I don't even wanna say preachers. But you know, sometimes you want to pray for boldness. When you think about prayer, you know, you want to pray for clarity, you know. And we're going to get into what Paul prayed for, all 12 things he prayed for over there in Colossians. Just right there in Colossians, the first chapter, that was about 12 things. But in Matthew 7, I want to say it's 8. But I tell you what, read Matthew 7, 7 through 11. That ought to cover what I'm looking for. I had to go back and see, can I find that?
Okay, Pastor.
7 through 11.
Okay. And it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that seeketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be open. For what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Amen.
You know, this kind of like sound like, keep on asking and you're going to receive. Keep on asking, you're going to receive. Keep on asking, you know, just keep on seeking, you know, just keep on. And guess what? Your daddy going to give it to you.
All right. Amen.
Now, y'all may say, well, why would you say that? Why would you say such a thing as that? Because you didn't ask God, he can hear you. Yeah, but see, sometimes, brothers and sisters, that's where it starts from.
Yeah.
It's direct contact with God, and you letting the whole world know, and you letting yourself know. You asking, and you're going to receive. You're going to search, and you're going to find. You're going to knock, and the door is going to be open.
Yeah.
And it ain't just for Pastor Beasley. It ain't just for Pastor Bale. It ain't just for Pastor Mary. No, listen, brothers and sisters, it's for anybody who asks God.
That's right.
I always tell people, when you ask, don't doubt. And if you don't, the only reason you don't have it is because you haven't asked for it, okay? Ask sincerely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I am sincere. Well, ask again. Ask so you know you're sincere. Ask without a shadow of a doubt. Because, Lord, your word said now I was asking you while I was going to flesh, but let me take you to your word, Lord. Your word says, and I shall ask, and it shall be given to me. And your word promise, I'm on fire. Lord, I'm going to keep on knocking.
Hallelujah.
And you're going to open it up for me, Lord. I know you're going to do it.
Yeah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, you will.
Then you have the word says, everybody who asks, they receive. And I don't see why I can't receive. Everybody that seeks, they find. I don't see why I can't find it, Lord.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everybody that knocks, You open it up to him. Lord, you got to open it up to me. I'm one of your favorite, Lord. I'm a favorite of yours. I'm your child.
Yeah.
Because you just told me, what son asked his father for bread, and he gave him a stone? Lord, I know you're going to. I'm your child. I'm asking you for bread.
Hallelujah.
I don't need no rocks.
Oh, you amen. Amen.
Oh, wow. I don't apologize, but anybody got something they want to share and be thankful for, the word, just thankful for whatever. It's an opportunity to be thankful. Hallelujah. Anything you're thankful for, press one, or, you know, you want to hear from you. Press one. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. I'm thankful for his word, Pastor. I'm thankful for the scripture that I can go back to it when I'm praying, and then I can just wait on the Lord to answer. Amen, amen. Knowing that who you are, child of God, knowing that our Heavenly Father is there for us. All we got to do is ask. You have not because you ask not. Amen.
All right, all right.
So I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the word. Amen. Thankful for you too, Pastor, as you teach us the word. Amen. The Holy Ghost use you. And then
amen.
All we have to do is sit back at the feast and enjoy. Amen.
And let me say something, brothers and sisters. See, a lot of times when we think of asking, a lot of times we think that it has to be a voice, vocal. But see, you can ask, and you, because I got people in my family, they can't vocal anything, but they can pray. They can pray in sign language. But their prayer be in their heart. Ask God to heal you. Ask God to deliver you. Ask God to allow you to begin to speak so that it becomes audible and everybody can hear you.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
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 So everybody should know that God, let me tell you what, man, God got something for everybody. But thank you, Pastor. See, it's the word of God is in us. That's clear to me.
Yeah.
That's why you are a living epistle. That's why 2 Corinthians 3 and 3 is so real.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
All of us have a genesis. All of us have a beginning. You may be one of those who haven't been praying regularly. Pray right now. Pray while you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
Pray when you don't think about it.
Amen.
Pray because it's your born-again given right.
Mm-hmm.
How about that one? It's your born-again given right. That's what makes you part of God's family. You've been born again. Now, one of your rights is you can pray to the Father. You can ask him. You can call him Daddy, Abba, Father. I mean, this is one of your given rights, man.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you,
and
Lord.
And then he says, now, if you ask me as a child, he said, I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah.
Well, y'all can blame Pastor for today because she read that prayer card and then something just went all over me. Because we got to be praying always and everything.
Yeah.
And look at it like this, Evangelist Renee. Look at it like this. If your son asks you for something, you're going to do everything you can to get to him. Especially if he's obedient. But I just want to tell y'all, there's a lot of disobedient children. They ask your parents, ask you for stuff, and you get it to them.
In my case,
I got a bunch of children. But I can't discriminate because one is a little. See, I got one child. She would just clean the house. She'd do this, do that. And then I got one who's so lazy, you got to almost put him in pain to get him up to do something. All kind of crazy stuff to make him operate. But listen, brothers and sisters, I can't discriminate. When I went to the toy store, I got them all something.
Yeah.
Well, why am I saying that? Because I want to tell you, if you haven't, try asking God now. And I don't care about you being disobedient. Watch what he do. Watch. That's all I can. And then you might become a little bit more active, because that's what happened to my other child. She said, "Oh, well, I see Joy. She always get this, and this one don't. So Nene start filing suit. She start wanting to be better.
All right.
Yeah. So when she asked me something, I had no problem giving it to her. The answer is yes, immediately.
Hallelujah. Amen.
that I truly think anyone else, since I took a little y'all time, this is Thankful Thursday.
Yeah.
Trying to be fair.